Australian parents need to do more to keep their children safe while using the internet. That's the finding of new research from Microsoft that has revealed that 65% of Aussie parents don't take any precautions to protect their kids online. Now, on the line to talk about the For Safety Sake research is Stuart Strathdy, the Chief Security Advisor at Microsoft Australia. G'day, Stuart.
Hi, Andy. How are you going?
Excellent. Now, Stuart, what are some of the alarming facts that have come out of this survey?
So I suppose the greatest concern, from what I can see, is definitely that 65% of Australian parents haven't taken any precautions to protect their children online. There were some other scary results here in that 36% of parents have caught their kids downloading software without permission. And then another statistic, which I think sort of goes towards the thinking that a lot of parents have, is that 52% of parents think that online danger is more likely to occur at a friend's house, which is pretty concerning.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think also that too many parents are putting tools such as parental control software in the too hard basket?
Yeah, I think the big problem that we face in this space is that many parents don't realise just how easy it is to turn this stuff on and to make it work. And, you know, you don't have to get into the really hard and deep technical stuff. People like Microsoft have tried to make this as easy as possible, and so we really are encouraging people, particularly as they upgrade to products like Windows 7, to go in, explore the tools, and get them set up to start protecting kids better.
So exactly how simple is it to take control, or perhaps I should say monitor what your child is doing online without having to stand over their shoulder?
Yeah, well, I mean, some simple things that you can do. The research showed that even 20% of parents haven't discussed online safety with their kids. So the first thing I would definitely say is sit down and have that conversation. In terms of actually setting up the parental controls, it really is very easy. So what you can do is there's an item in the control panel. You go and you switch on the parental controls, and then you can get down to limiting the hours that the computer can be used. You can limit which applications can run and whether they can use games and all that sort of stuff. So it's just lots of checkboxes. It's nice, easy language to walk through, and really it's not difficult stuff. It's just really being, you need to be aware of what's available to you and then start playing around with it.
Okay, now parental controls aren't new to Windows. They were certainly available in Windows Vista. What's changed for Windows 7 parental controls?
A lot of what we've done is focused on just making it easier for people to understand and having a look at that interface, simplifying it, and just extending some of the configurability sort of options. But overall, you know, I'd really suggest that just working through it. Once you get into it, it's pretty logical, and I think it'll make a lot of sense if you go and fire it up and have a look.
You're right. Once you step in there and start seeing some of the options, it really is easy to use. Now, Stuart, you also mentioned sitting down and talking with your kids about online safety. What sort of things should parents be discussing with their kids?
One of the first things that I would definitely be talking to my kids about, and I will when they get a little bit older, What are the kids using the technology for? You know, are they accessing the internet only from the computers at school or at home, or are they using smartphones and this sort of thing to access access the internet? And understanding, once you sort of can see how they're using that technology, then you can start to become a little bit involved and get them to, you know, just walk through their friends lists and tell you who's who and who they do know personally and who they don't. Because obviously, you don't want your kids hanging out with large groups of strangers. You know, if the people in their contacts list are friends from school or friends in the area, then you've got that community and that personal connection to those people that if there are any problems, you can go and deal with them sort of face-to-face. But I would definitely be concerned if I was to look at, one of my kids' instant messenger friends lists, and if they couldn't tell me all of the people in that list, then that would be the first red flag to me.
What other resources are available to parents, teachers, and even children to learn more about online safety?
There's a fantastic website called thinkyouknow.org.au. And that's actually a program where the Australian Federal Police and Microsoft have partnered together to bring a whole range of online content together and make it available for parents, teachers, carers, that sort of thing. So there's lots of tips and tricks up there. There's lots of videos to just sit down and watch. And it really is a great first step for launching, those conversations and your overall awareness of this problem.
Stuart, thanks very much for your time.
No problem.